When Ghaus-e-Pak was traveling with a caravan from Jilan to Baghdad, you've heard this many times, my dear Islam brothers, to seek Islamic knowledge, as they passed Hamdan, 60 robbers attacked and robbed the entire caravan. Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala states that no one asked me anything. One robber then approached me and said, "Oh boy, do you also have anything?" I said, "Yes." The robber asked me, "What? What do you have?" I replied, 40 dinars. He then asked me, "Where is it?" I replied, "Beneath my cloak." The robber thought this was a joke and walked away. After this, another robber approached me and asked me a similar question, to which I gave the same answers. He also walked away. They thought he was joking. And then they called him to the leader of the robbers, and the leader of the robbers asked him the same question. And he said, "Yes, the gold is here," and they should show it. And he unpicked his cloak, and the 40 gold dinars came out. And they asked him, the leader of the robbers asked him, "Why did you tell us? Why did you not hide it from us? Why did you tell the truth and tell us that these gold dinars were there? Are you not going to Baghdad? Do you not need this money?" And he said, "I followed the advice of my mother." And the robber asked, "What was the advice that your mother gave you?" And he said that my mother said to me, no matter what happens, son, always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. And the robber realized that this person had kept the promise that he had made to his mother. Whereas we, the robbers, are breaking the promises that we have, breaking the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal every single day. And all 60 robbers, including the leader, repented at the hands of Ghaus-e-Pak. Allahu Akbar.